abundant blessings. This is Dr. Israel Pena, and today's devotional is Finding Peace in the Middle of a Storm of Anger. Today's scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. In your anger, do not sin. Let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Natural emotion, a God-given response to injustice and pain. However, how we handle this emotion can either build bridges or create chasms in our relationships and hearts. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, offers crucial guidance on dealing with anger. He advises us not to let it fester or control us. Instead, he encourages us to address it in a timely manner. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. That means take care of it immediately. Because this wisdom speaks to the urgency of reconciliation and the importance of not allowing anger to take root in our hearts. When anger consumes us, it can provide an opportunity for negativity and bitterness to grow. Paul warns us not to give the devil a foothold. In moments of anger, we may find ourselves vulnerable to destructive thoughts and actions. It is in these moments that we must consciously choose a different path. Instead of letting anger rule over us, we can choose forgiveness, choose grace, choose understanding. We can seek reconciliation with humility and love. In doing so, we not only mend relationships with others, but also free ourselves from the chains of resentment. In our moments of anger, let us remember the example of Christ, who faced betrayal, rejection, injustice, you name it. He faced it with grace and love. He teaches us that true strength lies in the ability to control our emotions rather than letting them control us. True strength comes in being able to retain instead of dishing off. May we turn to God in prayer, asking for His guidance in handling our anger. May He grant us wisdom to respond in a way that reflects His love and mercy. And may we find peace in knowing that God is with us, even in our moments of intense emotion. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in moments of anger, help us to remember Your grace and Your love. Grant us the strength to respond with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness. Guide our hearts and our minds that we may not let anger fester and take root. Fill us with Your peace and help us to be agents of reconciliation. Yes, Lord, ministers of reconciliation. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As you navigate your day, just remember, God is not just giving you strength to be angry, right? That's not the only thing He's given. He's given you strength to control that anger and even to allow that anger to be under Your power. You are a steward